I mean, I get more depressed in the summer than I do in the winter time, for instance. And I think that could, you know, maybe sometimes, again, relate to a very Scandinavian thing, you know. I think it's perfect. I think it's a great summer album, but people have to listen to it in the dark.
The Ravenettes have created a new album that they describe as the perfect winter soundtrack just in time for spring. It's called Raven in the Grave, and it brings out the more reflective and moody sides of the Danish duo. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Soon and Sharon of the Ravenettes met in Copenhagen in 2001 and started crafting songs. They mix up the simplicity and straightforward feel of early rock with dark lyrics and heavy driving beats, and on top of all that, an ample dose of electronica. The result has been a favorite for films like Whip It, TV shows like Gossip Girls, even Kmart used a track for a commercial. Raven in the Grave is the Ravenettes' fifth studio album, and it features the duo's trademark vocal harmonies, but over a much more sinister-sounding landscape. Russ Boris talked to the band in Studio A and got to ask them about their approach to making this album.
I think we just write whatever we feel is right at a particular time, you know, and for us right now, it was time to make sort of our own very Scandinavian kind of album, I think. Mm.
I think it is different from previous records in that sense. What Soon is mentioning, that it's like, it's moodier in a way, like it's more Scandinavian, more reflective and sort of, and it is, there's no, like, it doesn't have the surf beats. It's more kind of, it has definitely less sunshine than previous records.
Yeah, there's always been a darkness through the albums, but I think if you could say this one is even maybe a little bit darker.
Yeah, or at least like the, but it's also, it's not like hopelessly dark. It's like a very sort of poetic, sort of ethereal, reflective.
You know, it's interesting because you've referenced, you know, the Scandinavian thing a couple of different times. Do you think that the band would be different if you hadn't, you know, come from where you come from? I mean, do you think if you're, you know, a band out of LA or whatever, your, you know, music would be different?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We would have made completely different music, I think.
What was the stuff that you were listening to back home when you were, you know, getting into music?
Well, I was listening to... I grew up in the 80s, so I was listening to 80s music and just pop music. And then because of the 80s music, I sort of got into 50s and 60s music because, you know, you hear Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I mean, that's just a 60s song, basically,
right.
You know. So, again, you know, that's sort of the stuff that I grew up listening to. I didn't really listen to any alternative indie music or anything like that until I got a lot older.
What about you, Sharon?
Well, I was sort of exposed to a lot of music through my parents, so just like a lot of like Velvet Underground and Beatles and Stones and Fleetwood Mac and stuff like that. And then sort of I've just gone through different periods too. Like soon as saying the 80s, I was like Kim Wilde and Joan Jett.
What if I could go? I always love.
That was the Ravenettes playing live in Studio A with Ignite and War in Heaven. Their new album is called Raven in the Grave. Take 5 produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.